Welcome to Reflection on Monday, a weekly podcast where it's all about giving you inspiration, motivation, and resources to empower you to thrive and win. And now, your host, Femi Luther Agbegunde.
In the biblical account, Jesus categorically said to his disciples that it is impossible for offense not to come. This should prepare our minds to the reality that offense is a part of life. Offense is part of the orders we climb in attainment, in accomplishment, in acquiring, and also in advancement. Offense is part of the makeup of a relationship. An offense is part of the legs of the tower of platforms. What is offense? Offense is annoyance or resentment brought about by perceived insult or disregard for oneself. The bedrock of offense is a perception. Other synonyms of the word offense includes resentment, indignation, irritation, exasperation, wrath, displeasure, disapproval, dislike, hard, bad and ill feelings, disgruntlement, animosity, vexation, aversion, opposition, enmity. I would like to say it up front here that you cannot control what somebody will do to you, but you can control what you're going to do to the person. Offense is more dangerous to you than other people. Offense is more dangerous to you than whoever is making you offended. Let's take it a step further by looking at what are the causes of offense. What could make me get offended in people or in things? Number one, it could be a misunderstanding of information. Like I told us earlier on, that offense comes from a perception. Offense could come because I misunderstood an information. Offense could come because of events and circumstances in life. The events and circumstances in life sometimes put pressure on us, and the pressure it generates sometimes causes offenses. I've seen husbands get offended in their wives because of the pressure they had at work. I've seen wives get offended at their husband because of the pressure of raising up kids. I've seen parents get offended in their children because of lack of money. So offense could come because of the pressures of events and circumstances. Number three, offense could come as a result of personal preference. For instance, you prefer things to be done in a certain manner, and the people in your network are doing it in another manner. It could lead to offense. Number four, offense could come as a result of rivalry. When you find yourself in competition with other people, and they seem to be getting what you want, you could get offended in them. Number five, offense could come as a result of clashes of values. When our values are not in sync, it could lead to offense. Number six, offense could come as a result of personality differences. Maybe you are a choleric and the person you in your network is actually phlegmatic. You could be offended at the pace of their response. So it could come as a result of personality differences. Offense could also be as a result of people crossing the boundaries that you've drawn. When people trespass their territory into your own territory, it could lead to offense. Offense could come even as a result of selfishness, even though selfishness is as a result of a disease of the heart. Offense could come as a result of pride. When people actually brush our ego, it also leads to offense. Offense could come, lastly, as a result of a sense of neglect or rejection. When people tend to neglect you or reject you, it could make you get offended. Having known these causes of offense, it's good I tell us this, that the danger of this instant is that people deny the reality of it. Many people are actually living in offense, but they are also living in denial of offense. Can they join me in the next podcast as we shed more light on the symptoms of offense? God bless you.
Wow, I hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast. For more insight into Femi Luther's library, you can visit the website
www.femiluther.net or femiluther.com or on his social media platforms at Femi Luther. That is FEMYLUTHER on Instagram and Twitter. On Facebook, it's Wisdom Edge Signatures.